Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 13, Friday, 2019, day 346. Today's topic, how can you receive your promised land that God's kingdom may be glorified? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time before about today's four passages are Psalm 139, verses 19 to 24, Obadiah, verses 1 to 21, Revelation, chapter 3, verse 7 to 22, Proverbs 29, verses 24 to 25. Today's main passages, we have two. The first one is Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. The second passage is from Obadiah, verses 17 to 21. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way. That is, Jacob will be a fire and Joseph a flame. Esau will be stubble and they will set him on fire and destroy him. There will be no survivors for Esau. The Lord has spoken. People from the Negev will occupy the mountains of Esau, and people from the foothill will possess the land of the Philistines. They will occupy the fields of Ephraim and Samaria, and Benjamin will possess Gilead. This company of Israelite exiles who are in Canaan will possess the land as far as Zarephath. The exile from Jerusalem who are in Sepharad will possess the town of the Negev. Deliverers will go up on Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is, how can you receive your promised land that God's kingdom may be glorified? Today's Obadiah has only one chapter and is the shortest in the Old Testament. It tells us about how God declared His destruction on Edom. It is because as Esau's descendants, they helped the enemies of Israelites to fight against Israelites. That's why destruction will come to them and their land will be given to God's people. Today, the Lord opened my eyes to see that five will possess and two will occupy, in Obadiah verses 17 to 21. My catch is that we all want land. No matter personal need or family or churches or nations, we also believe that God wants us to receive that promised land He already prepared for us. Our church has been waiting, discerning, and working hard on trying to enter into the promised land prepared by God. Up to now, we do not even know where it is, but it's been 7 years that we are still praying and waiting. Today's last two verses of Psalm 139 seems to give us a guide for us to receive our promised land. Number one, search me so that I know that I know what are those things that need to change. That's how this block works, as it begins each time with that prayer to ask the Holy Spirit to shine on us so that we know what to confess and repent. Because we as human beings do not have the ability to see our own sins. It is the job of the Holy Spirit. Number two, test me. In God's appointed time, He will give us examinations to test whether we really confess our sins and repent and that we have changed. If we really have changed, then we pass the examination and can continue the next step. So the next step is three, lead me. When we pass God's test, our next step is that we can follow Jesus. If we fail, then we will derail and follow our own way or the way of this world. Jesus' way is an everlasting way, and walking in His way, following Him, we will soon enter into the promised land prepared by Jesus for us. Do you believe these three steps is real and can truly help you? Are you willing to follow these three steps to receive your promised land, that His kingdom may be glorified? Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to be willing to follow these three steps to receive our promised land, that your kingdom may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to follow these three steps to receive your promised land, that His kingdom may be glorified? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.